Thank you and good morning. I'd like to thank all of you who did make it out here this morning. I know that day three of a conference like this is always tough to get up bright and early, and I appreciate the fact that you've made it here. Ibrahim talked about challenges, and what I'm going to talk about today is actually the challenges that we face as a supplier to companies who are attempting to work with this growing and exciting industry in multimedia. There are forces at work in the industry, both globalization and deregulation, that are changing the way that we work and the way that we need to address our business needs. That's basically what we're going to talk to you about today, and talk to you about how we at Nortel are addressing these business situations. There's four main areas that I'm going to address this morning. The first one is the changing environment. I think that all of you would recognize and would think, if you look back 2 years ago, how things have changed for you in both your work environment and in your personal life as a result of multimedia. So I'm going to talk a bit about the changing environment. And then I'm going to get out my crystal ball, and I'm going to talk a bit about the future. And it's my perspective on the future, and there will be a lot of debates in terms of where the future is really going, but I'll give you one perspective in terms of where I think it's going and the impacts that it will have on all of us going forward. I'm going to talk about Nortel's strategy, how Nortel is addressing these changes in the industry, and we have some pretty impressive products and solutions that we're working with our customers to solve their business requirements. I'm going to talk about a few examples of specific applications that we've worked with our customers over the last few years and how we're enabling our customers to actually be very competitive and be on the leading edge of technology and on leading edge of solutions going forward. So let me start out with a definition of multimedia. The reality is there is no one definition. To some, it's many media in one application, or to others, it could be many applications in one network, or many networks over one medium. The reality is that depending on who you are, whether you're an end user or a service provider, and where you are in the network, whether you're at the desktop, at the edge of the network, or whether you're within the backbone, the definition of multimedia means something different to you. So there's no right answer to this question, and I'm not going to go into a theoretical discussion on what multimedia really means. But the one thing that I can guarantee you about multimedia is that the definition that resonates with you today will change tomorrow. And change is what it's all about. So the environment is changing. Some would debate that the technology evolution is forcing business revolution. Others would argue that business revolution is actually causing technical evolution. No matter which side of this debate you're on, the reality is that it's happening, and it's happening very, very rapidly. What does this mean to end users and to telecommunications providers? It means rising expectations. All of us, whether it's in our daily lives, in the business environment, or if it's when we're sitting in front of our computer at home at night, have rising expectations. What we were willing to accept even 18 months ago or 2 years ago, you can think of this in terms of months, we're just not willing to tolerate anymore. So the expectations are rising and rising, and as you get if you think of your own desktop, as things have improved for you, it feels great for a day or two, and then you just want the next level of technology and the next level of application. So expectations are really rising. The other thing that's happening in terms of the environment is that the internet access is absolutely exploding phenomenally, and it's having an impact in terms of both service providers and end users who are trying to meet business needs. Globalization. I think over the last few years, we've all heard enough about globalization to realize that it's here, and it's now, and it's growing, and it's real. And it's having impact on every business environment that are trying to be out there and being successful in the market. The other thing that's happening in the environment is that the networking options for a company are increasing. They have now got the option in terms of networking of designing and running their own private network. They could go to a hybrid solution, They could go to a service provider and ask them to provide the technology and the network that they need. There are many, many options for businesses in terms of providing end-user solutions. So the options are there, and the complexity in terms of what they're trying to do is increasing as we experience this sort of astronomical change in terms of multimedia applications. The final impact that's happening in terms of the environment is deregulation, and it again is having impact in terms of a whole new set of entrants coming into the industry and able to leapfrog technology because they don't have to deal with a lot of the older applications. So deregulation is having an impact in terms of the services that are being provided to us, and I think we are all feeling it in one way or another. And it's having an impact in terms of the way that businesses are addressing their overall business needs. So let's stand back for a minute and look at it, the impact of multimedia from the business manager's perspective. I've talked about change. The only constant from a business manager's perspective is change. If you think about the challenges of a business manager, they are constantly being pushed to improve customer service. We all have increased expectations in terms of customer service, and we're pushing anyone everywhere every day in terms of our expectations on customer service. They need to remain competitive or they won't be in business. If they don't take the next leap in terms of technology and in terms of service, businesses just won't be there. So competitiveness is becoming very, very real. The underlying of all of this is that they need to be able to control costs while being able to provide these technical solutions. And they need to be able to do all of this while increasing revenues. So how does the business manager actually address these needs? Well, a few years ago, a lot of the sort of mid to large size businesses decided that the way that they were going to manage their business was at the local area. So they decentralized their entire IT organizations. And it really wasn't in vogue to be in an IT organization because everyone was going to have their own local area networks, and people were going to manage all of their applications at their own desktop. And there was a trend away from a more centralized IT function. What's happening today is that IT and the centralization of IT is actually back in vogue, particularly from a networking perspective and from an overall multimedia perspective. So if I could go to the next chart, I'd like to talk a bit about the challenges for the IT manager. IT, as I've got on this chart, is actually becoming strategic to our business. It's becoming strategic to many, many businesses out there in order to be able to remain competitive. The IT manager, as I was talking about earlier, really has to meet and exceed expectations. They're having demands in terms of service quality. They need to be able to provide reliability, availability, and consistency of application. The requirements are increasing in terms of the performance they need to be able to provide, and they need to be able to do all of this very, very cost effectively. They need to be responsive to the business pressures, and in every business the pressures are different, but the reality is that competition is there, and they need to be able to find solutions that simplify overall operations. The other thing that they need to do is that they can't just come up with this glamorous technology solution. They need to be able to build a network infrastructure that will address tomorrow. They need to be on the leading edge of technology, and they need to be able to think about the impacts of the infrastructure that they're putting in place today and the impact and the leverage that that is going to give to any particular business for tomorrow. They need to protect investments. They can't just buy with the latest and greatest. They need to think about the overall business case before they actually make decisions in terms of technology. So the IT manager has an interesting challenge today, because the technology is changing so quickly that they will often hear different points of view from any vendor that they might talk to. And often vendors leave it up to the technology manager to make that decision. What we try to do at Nortel is work with these managers and help them through their business case development and help them make a decision that will work well for them and take them on into the future. So that's our goal in terms of working with our customers. I'd like to just give you an idea in terms of customers that we're working with. These, and I don't expect you to read this chart, But basically what I've done is I've given you an idea of the industries that are dealing with the impact of multimedia. And it's basically any industry that you could think of. It's the financial industry, the education, transportation, healthcare, telecommunications, you name it. Every industry is being impacted by the impact of multimedia. What I've done is I've listed a number of customers here that we've worked with over the last few years to develop solutions that allow them to address today's business needs, depending on what their business requirements are, and that allow them to address their needs for the future. So I just wanted to give you an idea of the breadth of customers, and this certainly isn't all of our customers, it's just a slice of a view of some of our customers that we're working with on a global basis to provide solutions. So the bottom line is that the environment is changing, it's exciting, it's challenging, and the question that we all need to ask ourselves is, where do we go from here? So if I were to get out my crystal ball, I would say that the way that we work and the way that we play in the future is going to be dramatically different than it is today. And what I'd like to do is take a look at a few of the impacts of the technology. These technology trends, some would argue, are here today. Some would argue are going to be on our doorstep tomorrow. Others think that they're way, way out. And depending on who you are and what your experiences have been, some of these feel more real to you than others. But things like interactive TV, two-way communications, are becoming real in terms of the entertainment industry and a few other industries where you're seeing advanced applications with customers and with providers actually, with customers who are actually trying to leapfrog and be the first into any given industry or any given market. Web TV, internet access over TV, is something that we've heard a lot about, but it's coming and it's real. CD-ROM and DVD-ROM, again, technologies that we've heard about that really are on our doorstep. The embedded internet, or the intranet, has become a way of business for many of the large corporations, and it's gradually becoming more and more common and actually being used as a way of doing business for many corporations. Smart cards, debit cards, calling cards, they're all very real to us today, and a lot of us are using them daily, and they really aren't that far in the future. But the application and the adaptation of that technology has just really started to come on board in the last few months. For those of you in the local Ottawa area, there is a certain level of service that you become accustomed to relating to this type of technology that if it's not there today, you're sort of asking yourself why this business isn't on board and why they're not meeting your expectations from a customer point of view. ATM is another trend that we at Nortel are certainly very familiar with, and we're seeing a lot of adoption of this technology. When I talk ATM here, I'm talking about the asynchronous transfer mode rather than the ATM banking machine. But the ATM asynchronous transfer mode actually allows the application of the automated banking machine. But it's a trend that's here today, and we're actually, I'll talk a bit further in my presentation in terms of some major customers that we're seeing actually adopt ATM as their core backbone for their infrastructure. So what's happening on the desktop from a multimedia perspective? There are new forms of multimedia out there. Mixed multimedia or mixed media documents, and I think you're probably all familiar with mixed documents that you've been receiving or been trying to receive on your desktops probably in the not too distant past. Real-time streaming, where the actual decoding happens as the document is being received. And interactive voice and video. They're all technologies that are here today and that are being trialed and that are pretty exciting in terms of the impact on the industry. The PC multimedia is being built into the motherboards and into the operating systems based on ITU standards. And the APIs are being defined to support the class of service capabilities. So the bottom line in terms of the desktop is that the desktop availability will be there. The key to making the desktop work for you will be your network design and your network architecture. So the key to being successful in terms of either launching a service like this or using a service from an end user perspective will be to make sure that the right architecture is in place to allow these real-time networking applications to work successfully. It won't, the applications won't be adopted or adapted if they can't be used easily and if they're not cost-effective and if there's not a business case for them. So the key to all of these multimedia solutions will be that there's going to have to be a business case behind them. Some of them will be driven by end users, so bottom-up type applications. Some of them will be driven top-down by corporations who decide this is the way that we're going to go in terms of our multimedia application. But again, they're going to look to the business case to make sure that the business case is sound before they actually implement multimedia, this type of multimedia application. So all of these technologies are actually changing how we work and, more importantly, how we play. I was flipping through the newspaper this morning and I actually saw an article which caught my eye, and it's on interactive horse betting. And this is a company in Toronto who have actually introduced a service, that they launched it yesterday, called Horse Player Interactive. And they make it sound like it's a very one technology in terms of an interactive application. But what they've done is they've set up a service so that you no longer have to go to the horse track to bet. And what you do is you sign on to your computer and onto their web page, and you can look at the odds of all of the horses and all the histories of the horses and you name it. And then what you can do is you can go from there and you can place your bet by using the telephone, so a technology that we're all very familiar with in terms of use and application. Thank you. And then what you can do, if you've rented the satellite from them from $75 a month, you can actually go on and see over satellite on your television the race, and you can see whether or not you have won any money. But it's an interesting application, and it's an interesting business proposition that this company have launched to address a new set of customers who aren't the customers who go out to the racetrack, but who are actually interested in this form of entertainment. And it's a real-life example of interactive technology at work. And although they have to use a number of mediums today to actually make it work, in the future it'll actually become much simpler for them. We should be able to do it all through one set of technologies. So it's a real-time example of people launching service quickly to get a leading edge in terms of application, and then they'll work with the technology as they go to actually make it to make it happen. Hypertextual, and I just really touched on that when I was talking because that's really web-based. Decentralized applications and targeted applications. We're going to see a lot more targeted marketing, and some of us like that idea and some of us really don't like that idea, but we're going to see a lot more of it. Had a discussion with MBTel recently, New Brunswick Tel, here in Canada, and they have adopted our ATM backbone as their infrastructure backbone. And one of the applications that they are running right now in trial is that if you have a Vista 3000 phone, which has a little display on it, you can be sitting in your kitchen and you'll see a display go across that phone that's actually very targeted at you. At this point, they haven't made it personal enough that it has your name on it, but it's targeted at you in your environment, in your neighborhood. So it might be that Joe's Pizza around the corner has a special that night for $8.99, and it's very, very targeted marketing to your localized environment. So they're using the technology to actually do very targeted marketing, and it's a pretty exciting opportunity for them. And the feedback on it apparently is quite positive. So speaking of targeted marketing, there's a lot of new business opportunities resulting from multimedia applications. V-malls. There are a lot of us who would be absolutely thrilled if we never had to go to another shopping mall in our lives. And the idea of using a virtual mall is pretty exciting for us. Others might not feel the same way, but there is a whole marketing strategy behind V-malls, and they're here, and they're real, and they're being trialed, and the take on them is actually fairly positive. Virtual universities, you can do your MBA right now sitting in your living room or in your study if you're in a Canadian environment. And again, that allows a lot more people to have access to something that they might not have had a few years ago. Pointcast, very, very phenomenal potential for service delivery. And I don't know how many of you are familiar with Pointcast, but if you get the opportunity, it's pretty exciting and it has a lot of potential marketing and business opportunities. New forms of entertainment, We had a number of our customers in Orlando a couple of weeks ago, and we took them to Universal Studios to Terminator 2. And now that's a form of multimedia that is really a form of entertainment. And it's just one example of the way that companies are using multimedia technology to open up a whole new market for them. And there's new forms of doing business. This is not a typo on here, this co-opetition. Customers, people that were traditionally our competitors are now our customers, people who are, and the other way around. And it's become a reality in the industry that we're in. No longer do we automatically count anyone out. I'll talk to you in a few minutes about an example that we're working with AT&T. 5 years ago, you would never have heard Nortel standing up talking about the fact that we have AT&T as a prime customer. But we do, and that's just the reality and the business environment that we're in. So that's just a look at the technologies for the future and where I think that we're going and where we're going to see changes. A lot of them are here. A lot of them are here in test and trialing modes. And Nortel's challenge is to work with our customers to make sure that they're on the leading edge of these technologies and that they can put all this technology together to provide solutions that are going to allow them to be one step ahead of the competition in terms of their business solutions. So let me talk first just a little bit about the enterprise customer and their wide area networking requirements. Their demands on the network are phenomenal in terms of what's happening to them from a business environment. There's explosive demands on the internet. There's new multimedia applications that they're trying to deal with. They are cost constrained, as most companies are, and they need faster responsiveness to the competition. All of that, while they're trying to deal with the legacy networks that they've developed over the last few years. They have often customers right now at this point have multiple networks, and they're trying to deal with the complexity of these multiple networks and trying to sort out where they need to take their networks from an architecture perspective in the future. They have overlapping technologies, and in some cases they have overlapping staff, which is not always a lot of fun, but it's a challenge that they're faced with. They have high costs in terms of running their networks, and the networks are very often inefficient for the applications from a multimedia perspective that they're trying to run. A lot of barriers to change, as there is with any major change that you're trying to make in a corporation. So the challenge for the network manager is not just the architecture, but the underlying technology in that architecture. And those are the two things that they're struggling with from an overall perspective to address the business needs of an enterprise customer. So there are a number of architectures, and they're really competing architectures from a wide area perspective that an enterprise could use. TDM products, which were well suited for voice and narrowband traffic of the past, aren't meeting the requirements that they are now being challenged with from a multimedia perspective. The router approach, again, is being challenged, originally designed for data, but now that the multimedia traffic is actually hitting the networks, again, they're being challenged. Another approach would be a pure ATM network. And the last approach, which is one that we at Nortel support from an access perspective, is the Magellan Passport switch, the enterprise network switch, which allows you to do consolidation of multiple multimedia at the access layer and allows you to accommodate a number of different multimedia coming onto the network. So that's the solution that we at Nortel recommend to our enterprise customers who are dealing with the multiplicity of applications. So a potential architecture that we would recommend to a customer would be that they use the Passport ATM enterprise network switch on the edge in order to adoption layer from both the legacy to ATM adoption, and then they would actually use the Magellan Vector or Concord switches for the backbone for the pure transport across the network. So we have multiple products depending on the enterprise network's requirements, and this allows them to meet whatever the business requirements at the time are. And I'm going to talk to you in a few minutes about some examples of customers that have adapted this approach. So let me just switch to the service provider side. There is regulatory change happening out there, And it's allowing new marketing entrants into the industry. They don't have to deal with a lot of the legacy products, so they have a little bit of an advantage in terms of what they're able to do from a technical perspective. And there's also a fair amount of regulation in terms of what the carriers have to do in order to be able to deal with the older technology. So regulation and regulatory rules are actually having a fairly major impact in terms of what the service providers are able to do and what they're facing from a competitive perspective. They need to be able, from a competitive perspective, to provide faster service. We were talking about our expectations, and certainly our expectations of the service providers is that they will be more responsive. And they need to be able to provide price performance, absolutely key in terms of service differentiation for any given service provider. The market requirements of the service provider are that they need to be able to handle network consolidation, a multiplicity of different applications that are out there that they need to be able to handle. What we're finding with our existing service providers is that they are actually, many of them are adopting the ATM as their network backbone in terms of the technology of choice. And I'll talk to you about some specifics in a few minutes. Let me just back up for a minute and talk a bit about the application traffic and what we're seeing. If you look across the bottom of this chart, the blue candles, you'll see that what I've done is I've done a split in terms of types of traffic. And if we look at it today, about 50% of the traffic on the enterprise networks is circuit switched voice, modem data, fax, and video. About 10 to 15% is SNA, and about 35 to 40% is LAN traffic. So that's what I've depicted across the bottom of the chart. The top shows the growth rate of various types of data on an exponential scale. The LAN market, as we would all resonate with, is the market that is absolutely growing phenomenally. And the real unknown in terms of the impact is the multimedia traffic and the impact that that will have on the network. We know it's going to be huge. It's a real question mark in terms of how huge it's going to be. So what's the prognosis for the desktop? It's a good question, but we do know that it's going to be significant and it's going to be huge. In terms of evolution, what we're finding is that our customers have, over the last few years and probably to the year 2000, are evolving their ATM networks to ATM networks to support their broadband data services. This transition has started, and we're actually predicting that over the next few years we will see that continuing. So where does it go after the year 2000? Let me just show you where I think it will go. The 21st century, we feel that we'll see the creation of true ATM infrastructure based on SONET and SDH. The evolution of ATM will permit significant cost savings, and it will create opportunities for new services both on the enterprise side and in the residential side. So our prediction is that this is the way that our service providers will go from the year 2000 and out. It's going to take a while for them to adopt this level of technology because they have a lot of legacy infrastructure and a lot of technologies and a lot of networks that they're dealing with. But Nortel is uniquely positioned from a product perspective to actually work with these carriers to provide these service providers to provide the networking solutions that they require. So we actually work on a daily basis with the major carriers to work with them on their business cases in terms of what their requirements are and where they need to take their business in the 21st century. So that's a bit of a look at where Nortel is working with our customers and where we're taking them for the future. But let's just step back a minute and talk about reality. I don't expect you to read this chart either, but my point here is that the reality is that this is what people's networks look like out there today. And they all have great plans in terms of where they want to take their networks. But the bullet at the bottom says that what you have today is a global, heterogeneous, multi-vendor, distributed, flat-out, enterprise-wide network thing. And that's the reality. So our challenge as vendors of this type of equipment is to make sure that we work with customers to optimize these networks and to make sure that they can meet their business requirements on an ongoing basis and that they don't get left behind because they're lagging in terms of technology and business solution. So that's a bit of a touch of reality after we talk about future. Let me show you how we're partnering with some of our with some of our customers in terms of providing solutions to them. I've talked a bit about the fact that we spend time with customers looking at what values are important to them. We've done a lot of value analysis over the last few years, and the one thing that we've learned is that one solution does not fit all. So what we do is we work with our customers and we actually look within the enterprise or within the service provider sides of the business, and we divide up the requirements that they have so that our technologies and our solutions can fit their requirements. The sets are different in terms of their business drivers. They have a unique mix in terms of product requirements, and each one of them needs to be able to deliver the solutions that meet their requirements. So I'll walk you through examples of each of these in terms of a customer that we've worked with and what our solutions were for them. Let me start with the enterprise. The requirements, so what we do is we work with the enterprise customers and we come up with them of what are their most important values in terms of their decision criteria and what it is that they need to be able to provide to their customers. The example that I'm going to talk to you about is actually Bear Stearns. The two most important things to Bear Stearns were that they needed superior network performance and they needed velocity and flexibility in terms of providing service. So we worked with them to make sure that we could meet their business requirements. And let me just tell you a bit about Bear Stearns. Bear Stearns, I think as you probably are aware, is a leading global brokerage firm based in New York. They're in a very, very highly competitive environment, and information is money to them. The key resource that they have from a business perspective is information. So information means dollars, which is why their networking requirements are so absolutely critical to them. What we did was we worked with them to identify what their key customer needs were, and they identified that they needed high bandwidth from a multimedia applications perspective. They needed flexibility to be able to work with more than one vendor, because they certainly weren't in a position to be able to throw out their old vendors and start from scratch. That would have been pretty ideal, but not reality in this business environment. They needed to be able to be global, which is very common among major companies today. And they needed to be able to do fast provisioning, because they're in an environment that changes very, very rapidly. And they needed to be able to respond to that changing environment. They had bought a TDM network about 10 years ago. And it worked great for them for the first few years. But as the onset of multimedia applications started to hit them, they realized that they were running out of gas and they really needed to do something. So we worked with them and we provided a solution to them based on Magellan Passport technology, which allowed them to build a network which will give them solutions for today, but will also take them into the next century in terms of their information technology requirements. They were able to meet their goal. I've got their goal written on the bottom here, and it was to offer a wide spectrum of sophisticated services to make sure that they could beat the competition. And Bear Stearns' feedback to us is that they're very positive in terms of what they've been able to provide in terms of this network actually they use to serve their brokers on a national network basis, and they've been able to bring their brokers on stream, and the feedback is actually very, very positive in terms of what they've been able to do with their Magellan Passport switches. The next area is on the service provider side. There are a lot of companies who need the same network consolidation capabilities that I just talked about, but they don't want to run the network themselves. They don't want to go away from the core network requirements. They don't want to go away from their core business, and they don't want to run a network. So they actually look to the service provider to provide that same amount of service reliability, etc., but they just don't run the network themselves. In this case, the customer was looking for best network economics and multiple service offerings, as well as a host of other key attributes that I've got listed there. The customer that we worked with in this case was NTT Data. NTT Data is a large VAN provider and systems integrator in Japan. Their revenues are $5.2 billion, and they play a key role in the finance and transportation industry in Japan. They're one of the world's largest systems integrator. They used Magellan Backbone and Magellan as their backbone, and they're in the process of developing a total infrastructure based on Magellan technology. which will allow them to provide the real-time solutions to their end customers. Systems integration, they've taken a very innovative approach to how they are going to provide service to the financial industry. And again, they're leading the market in terms of what they've been able to do from a financial perspective. And this has been a real leading edge differentiator for NTT Data and for the banks that they're providing these services to. So public services frame and ATM. Magellan is a leading X25 vendor, is the leading X25 vendor in the world. And we've taken a market leadership position in the ATM market, and we're also building inroads with international presence in the frame relay market, making strong inroads in North America. The basic value proposition from a customer perspective here is that to create and rapidly exploit the new revenue opportunities while driving out costs. And the key customer that I want to talk to here is the AT&T Unisource Consortium. Unisource is a consortium of four European PTTs. It includes the Netherlands PTT Telecom, the Sweden Telia, Spain's Telefonica, and Swiss PTT Telecom. They joined up with AT&T in a consortium to actually be able to provide service worldwide. The customer's requirements were that they needed to be able to unite the enterprise service networks, and they needed to be able to do it with the infrastructures that all of these carriers already had. It turns out that the four European telecommunications providers had all built their networks based on Magellan technology. So the integration and the ability for us to work with them was actually somewhat simplified in terms of their going forward position. Their requirements included best network economics, and they needed to be able to provide, once again, platform for the future, because the whole idea here is not to be able to build for today, but actually be able to talk futures. We actually worked with them very extensively in terms of their business case. It was a fairly large business case, needless to say, and a fairly unique business case in terms of what they were trying to do. And Nortel actually worked with them to make sure that their network economics made sense, and that the network planning that we did with them was the best that they could possibly have. And their solution is Nortel is now a strategic network supplier to them, and they were able to meet their goals of offering superior service at lowest possible cost. The key to these service providers is lowest possible cost while providing the service. So this has been a relationship that's actually evolved over a number of years, and this new consortium has allowed us to work with these newly formed business requirements and to address their business requirements fairly rapidly. The final area is infrastructure. The key here is bandwidth cost optimization while using existing portfolios. The customer that I'm going to talk to here actually had some infrastructure already, and they needed to be able to work with their existing portfolio. The Magellan's ATM network solution can play two roles for the customer. The first is the revenue-generating ATM service. The second is the service independent layer to provide the transport for the customer's frame relay network. Nortel is able to offer both of these solutions. An additional discontinuity, which I've touched on earlier this morning, and it is having major impact on pretty well every business I can think of, is the growth of the Internet. My final example in this real-world solutions highlights that Magellan is playing an innovative role to offer a network that was specifically designed for a customer facing the demands of the Internet. The customer that we worked with here was Southwestern Bell. And Southwestern Bell was experiencing major impact with all of the internet access because it was basically causing major congestion on their voice network. So what we did with Southwestern is we provided to them a solution based on our internet throughway technology, which is a number of Nortel technologies put together that allowed them to identify as the dial-up calls were coming onto the network, allowed them to identify that they were data calls and actually route them onto a data network rather than back onto their voice network. So allowed them to be able to provide internet access very inexpensively without clogging up their existing voice network. So it was actually a very powerful solution that we were able to provide to Southwestern Bell, and it allowed them to meet their business needs from an internet perspective, and they've actually had phenomenal growth on the internet in terms of the service they've been able to provide. Let me just step back for a minute. I've talked a lot about what we're doing with our customers, but at Nortel we've actually got one of the largest and most sophisticated networks out there. It's fairly huge, and I won't go through all the numbers, but basically it's 250 locations around the world, and it provides basically the lifeline to the employees at Nortel. There's 67,000 employees at Nortel, and we basically just take this for granted. And if we didn't have this network that we would do all of our communications with, I'm not sure what we would do. So we are constantly evolving this network, and we're evolving it right now to be able to handle the multimedia impacts. We're obviously using our own technology in this network, so it's a great place for us to try out a lot of our leading-edge technologies. And we hit a significant milestone in December. Our data traffic actually outstripped our voice traffic in terms of actual requirements or capacity on the network. And that's a first for us. And it was hard for us to believe, and we had to go back and look at it a few times, because there are a lot of people who think that voice is the network, and data is actually taking over in terms of overall traffic on our network. So that's just a quick look at what our network looks like. It's big and it's huge, and we're using our own network. So the feedback from the industry over 1996 and the first part of 1997 has been very accepting in terms of the technology and the solutions that Nortel has been able to provide. And we've won a number of awards, and I certainly won't go through them, but we've won a number of awards from the industry, both in terms of the applications and the technology that we're able to provide to our customers. Our customers have also won awards based on applications that they've developed using our technology. So very innovative offerings in terms of solutions that they're able to use based on the availability of our products. So the feedback is positive, and what we plan to continue to do is basically spur on the technology and make sure that we're one step ahead of the technology requirements for our customers, and make sure that we're helping them lead the pack in terms of the technology and solutions requirements that they need. So in conclusion, I've provided you with a view of the futures of multimedia, and more importantly, how it will affect us. The one thing that I can tell you for sure is that change will continue. And whether you think that technology evolution is driving business revolution, or whether you think that business revolution is driving technology evolution, it doesn't really matter, because it's happening, and it's here, and it's real, and it's now. It's a pretty exciting industry to be in, and the message that I'd like to leave you with is that Nortel is here to provide services for our customers and for the end users. And I'd like to thank you one more time for your attention this morning. I know it was probably all very difficult for you to get out of bed this bright and early. So thank you.